crowd pleaser, so.
Well, I noticed another one from, I believe you have done one from Madoka Magica recently as well. That's another one that's kind of becoming very popular in America at the moment.
Yeah, I've actually Sayaka Miki, my favorite of the main magical girls from Madoka. She's the blue one for those of you who aren't really familiar. I've actually done two versions of Sayaka. One of them, me and my group of cosplay friends, we did like bunny, like Playboy bunny versions of all the girls, which if you're familiar with my work, I do a lot of bunny cosplays. Something about bunny suits are just so appealing to me. And then we also did like a pajama party version of the magical girls from Madoka. So that was also a lot of fun. And actually at Katsucon, we're thinking of doing another version yet again. But which outfits yet? We're not entirely sure, but we just know that we want to cosplay from Madoka Magica again in the future.
Sounds like one heck of an idea. And for those listening, I believe it is your current profile picture for the Color Me Kawaii page actually features you in one of the bunny outfits, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's the character is Kosaki Onodera from Nisekoi, which is a recent anime that came out, adaptation of an ongoing manga series in Shonen Jump, and she's one of the main girls in the guy's harem, and she's my favorite character. She's actually my anime waifu, so
Nice.
I'm not quite at the point where I own a hug pillow of her yet. But I will probably soon. But anyway, back to the costume. That's
Available at Anime
actually
Pavilion.
she that's actually the first time I made my own bunny suit, so I was very happy with it because that's a very difficult yet simple thing to make. You know, you think one piece would be pretty easy, but it's so form-fitting. You have to be very careful with the pattern and the seams, and so I was very happy with how it turned out. And the outfit is actually canon. It's based off one of her outfits in the mobile game. So but yeah, it's one of my favorites now, and I'm really glad, and I can't wait to make another bunny suit.
Very nice indeed. Moving along for one moment, actually, I mean, being that you've done a series of animes that you've cosplayed for, what anime probably got you into the whole cosplay world, if it was an anime?
It was okay. My very first convention was Anime USA 2006, and I only went up for the fraction of one day. You know, just kind of curious. I was only 16, and I was like, oh, I loved anime at the time, and I'm just like, okay, so there's this convention thing going on in DC, and I kind of want to check it out. So I just had one of my friends and her mom drive us up for the day just to see what it was all about, and I instantly fell in love. And back then, cosplay wasn't even very relevant. You know, there was just a handful of people, kind of dressed up, but the term wasn't really like huge, I guess, until like, I don't know, 2009 or so. But my first actual cosplay was not until I think it was 2008, and it was Katsucon. I cosplayed as Hikaru from Angelic Lair. It's a Clamp anime. Very cute. Hikaru is like a little doll that's all red, and she fights other little dolls. I don't know. If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out if you like action shoujo anime. So,
It's quite
but
a good series, I must
you've
admit.
seen it? You've seen it?
I have.
Okay, so you know exactly who I'm talking about. Now, the cosplay itself, I mean, it was the very first one. I had a lot of help making it, but I have those pictures buried so deep that no one will ever find them. I have improved quite a bit since 2008, but But yeah, I guess because I really loved that show and identified with the characters, I just thought it would be fun to kick off, my cosplay career with such a fun and interesting and identifiable costume at the time. And I did, like, I got stopped quite frequently, and it was a good feeling. And I loved the feeling so much that I continued to cosplay and I still am to this day. And I don't see myself stopping anytime soon. It's a very slippery and expensive slope. So.
And would you consider Action Shoujo's your favorite?
No, actually, shoujo is my favorite genre, and I guess that's kind of cliche coming from me since I am a girl, but I don't know, I'm drawn to it. It's like this idealistic fantasies and these really strong female characters and these magical girls and everything's just so cute. I don't know, it's kind of what my cosplay name is inspired by. Color me kawaii, color me cute. I have a tendency to cosplay things that are very colorful and cute. That's why I got the that's where I got the name from. So
And a common word used in the anime community and cosplay increasingly is kawaii. What is that, if I may pry?
cute. That's exactly what it translates to. Cute.
Color me cute, folks.
Yep. I have a thing for alliteration, so.
It's and quite good, I might add. So, I mean, moving on, you say about how you like these strong female characters. I mean, especially, when you put on the costume and such, I mean, not only is it an expression, but dare I say also showing that kind of power. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Just the individualist aspects of the expression in the costume as well as the image it projects.
Well, I think I mentioned before that I tend to cosplay characters that I relate the most to. And I think it's when I put on the cosplay, I'm not me anymore. I become that character, like that embodiment of that character. And I start to pick up on their mannerisms and things like that. So, like for me, it's not even just dressing up as a character. It's like essentially becoming them. And oh gosh, I lost my train of thought, but
But
I
would you
think
say
I.
that there is a vestige of yourself, though, in these, when you don the costume?
Oh yeah, oh definitely. Because I do pick characters that are so similar to me in personality. So it's kind of like I'm mixing myself with these characters. And I've always been involved in theater since like high school and beyond. So to me, it's like suddenly the whole world becomes my stage and I'm this character.
Indeed. And what would you say, once again, getting back to these magic girls, these empowered ladies. I mean, what is, especially considering the fact that, I mean, in some ways, cosplay is still viewed as, a predominantly male thing. I mean, women are getting more involved in it as time goes on. What do you think about that being, the lady, who's out there, wearing these costumes? Some of them, certain individuals might construe differently than the way you intend, in a rather malicious manner at times. What are your thoughts on that? And also how you are, your image as a woman in that regard?
I don't know. I've actually never really come across that issue firsthand, but I know it happens all the time, which is why there's been such a big movement lately, like cosplay does not equal consent. So I know it's out there. It just hasn't happened to me personally. But I think cosplay is like more and more becoming a way for women to really like stand up to harassment and stuff like that, and I disagree with that statement that cosplay is predominantly a male thing. Maybe I guess in the way that men like to ogle at beautiful women. But who can blame them, I suppose. But I don't know. I guess I'm noticing more and more in the cosplay community that there is more and more acceptance as time goes on, which is a good thing, because I know, like, not too long ago, there was a lot of issues in the cosplay community of, women being stalked and like fat shaming, skinny shaming, like body shaming in general. And, but I think that everyone's coming together in the community as a whole to just like, we're really starting to go back to our roots now, that cosplay isn't like about like who's better or like, who wore it better or anything. Now cosplay is going back to its roots. It's just about having fun. At least that's what I'm noticing, and I'm hoping it's going to continue to go in that direction, because that's really what it's all about, just having fun, like self-expression, paying homage to a character that you're really passionate about. And it shouldn't be about, oh, that girl's too fat to wear that costume, or that